Welcome to News Video Clip. Elon Musk has 14 children with four different women. And his latest baby mama is a woman named Ashley St. Clair. Now, Ashley used to be a hardcore MAGA influencer. She was a horrible right-wing bigot who used to post anti-LGBT things all the time on Twitter X. I used to fact-check her, in fact, and she actually blocked me on Twitter. Anyways, she has really changed her point of view since getting burned by Elon Musk after having his kid. Apparently, it has just been a living hell. So anyways, in January, she went on Twitter X and she apologized for the horrible things that she had said about transgender people. And we have this story on our website. She wrote, "I feel immense guilt for my role and even more guilt for the things that I have said in the past that may have caused my son's sister more pain." And what she's talking about is her son's actually half-sister, who is much older and is transgender. Now, Elon Musk came out some time ago and said that his transgender child was, quote, dead. She's not dead. She's very much alive. Elon is just an anti-trans bigot and he can't handle transgender. So after Ashley St. Clair wrote that, Elon decided to post on Twitter X how he was going to be seeking full custody of their child because he said Ashley was suggesting that she might transition their one-year-old son. Which obviously she did not. That's a complete lie. But that's Elon Musk. He lies as much as Trump. And then a guy named Benny Johnson, who is a right-wing influencer with millions of followers. He's a plagiarist. He's been fired from numerous jobs. He is a serial liar. In fact, we have links to all of this on our website. And he claims to be a Christian. Wow, big shocker there. Anyways, he decided to pile on Ashley St. Clair after Elon made that threat of getting full custody. Benny Johnson wrote, "The only thing that you can hope in this scenario is that the child goes to the same parent, Elon Musk, that doesn't believe in this kind of gender fluidity and butchery of children." So he's obviously trying to do some fear mongering there by referring to transgender care as butchery of children, which is total nonsense. And so Ashley St. Clair did respond to him on Instagram. She wrote, "I'm not a consumer of Benny Johnson content because I value my IQ. I'm not one of his cerebral speed bump boomer followers." So pretty good jab there. And then she goes on and on to really go after him. And she adds, "You want to go, Benny? You want to talk about my children and make this personal? Let's go." So she's going right for the jugular. So Benny Johnson sort of backed up and he wrote on Twitter X, "I have no idea what she's talking about. I think we're all getting sick of this grifting e-girl drama at this point. It's tiresome." Well, Benny Johnson should know a lot about grifting because he has perfected the art. He's a hardcore conspiracy theorist who pushes total nonsense. So then Ashley St. Clair went on Instagram on April 15th and said this to Benny. She said, "You will regret the day you spoke about my child for the rest of your life." So that's a pretty harsh response, but he deserves it. Anyways, then she posted this video that strongly implies that Benny Johnson is gay. And this is a rumor that's been going around for a long time. And she's clearly mocking him. Let's watch the video.
Okay,
so there we go. We're all a little gay. is the song, and she has a picture of Benny Johnson holding his Starbucks drink, and there's a rainbow flag next to him. So pretty biting satire there. And remember, Ashley used to write for the Babylon Bee, which is a right-wing satirical website. So she's got some comedy chops there. She knows where to hit him. And it's just such a great post. And of course, it's gone viral. And we're going to keep watching this situation to see how Benny Johnson responds. Okay, now let's shift gears and go over to one of our favorite liars, the liar in chief. And of course, that would be President Trump. And he was confronted with the high gas prices that are happening because of his failed war in Iran. So let's see the lie he pushed, shall we?
Well, they're not very high. If you look at what they were supposed to be in order to get rid of a nuclear weapon with the danger that entails. So the gas prices have come down very much over the last 3-4 days. I know, you know, and that's what ABC says. But the fact is that if you look at the stock markets up, everything's doing really well. And the big thing we have to do is we have to make sure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, because if they do, you want to talk about problems, you'd have problems. So, okay.
So many lies here. We'll just quickly take this apart. First of all, gas prices have not gone down. He's lying. They've actually gone up. They're $5, $6 in some parts of the country. So that's a total lie. Secondly, Iran has never had a nuclear weapon. They weren't even close to having a nuclear weapon. Trump's own director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said last year that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon. They're not close to getting a nuclear weapon. And Trump had to publicly come out and accuse her of lying, is basically what he did. And what's going on here is that Trump is actually parroting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been telling the world for decades that Iran is very close to a nuclear weapon. They might have a nuclear weapon. And he's been trying to get an American president who's stupid enough to actually invade Iran. And no president has been stupid enough to try this until Trump. So that's why we're in Iran, because Netanyahu is dog walking Trump into another failed war. This is just like Iraq. This is Iraq War number 2. That's what this war in Iran has completely become, just a disaster. All right. Anyways, if you want to read more about the stories we did, we put links to all of our stories right below the video. Unlike right-wing podcasters like Benny Johnson and Joe Rogan and Tim Pool and Jimmy Dore, who all sit behind a microphone, lie to you, and then cash a check. That's what makes us different from them. We don't lie like dear Benny does. All righty. We will see you soon with more stories. Thanks a lot.